Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a passage from Zechariah chapter 9 and talk to you about the right Messiah. You'll see what I mean. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 reads like this. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Jesus came to a Messiah-expecting world. There was a high level of messianic hope in his day. Yet many, or most, missed the Messiah when he came, including many of those who earnestly expected the Messiah to come. This strange and sad situation happened because people looked for the wrong kind of Messiah. They looked for a political power Messiah, not for a humble and lowly Savior from sin. This passage from Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, reminds us of the kind of Messiah Jesus is and warns us against hoping or looking for the wrong kind of Savior. The verse begins like this. Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and riding on a donkey. This Messiah king is lowly, and in part, the animal he rode on showed this. He didn't ride the triumphant stallion of a conquering general, but he rode the customary mount for royalty that was coming in peace. This was quite a contrast to the war horse of a conqueror, and it challenges us to take the lowly place instead of the place of self-exaltation. As you might expect, that great English preacher Charles Spurgeon, he expressed the thought very well. He said this, quote, Brethren, let us be lowly. Did I hear one say, well, I will try to be lowly? You cannot do it in that way. We must not try to act the lowly part. We must be lowly, and then we shall naturally act in a humble manner. It is astonishing of how much pride there is in the most modest of people. Now, it's very easy to recognize pride in other people. It can be very hard to recognize it in myself. We can never even begin to take a perverse pride in our own humility. We boast that we hate boasting. We flatter ourselves that we hate flattery. When someone tells us that we're really humble, we feel as proud as Lucifer himself might have felt. We think of ourselves as being so wise, so experienced, so mature, so discerning, and so free from self-confidence that we are the first to be caught in the trap of self-reliance and self-satisfaction. It's actually a deep and wonderful and continual work of God to make us genuinely humble. Look back at how the prophet Zechariah described the animal Jesus would ride upon. He described him as a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now, taken together, these words seem to form a Hebrew expression of speech, emphasizing that the animal is purebred, a truly magnificent royal mount. He didn't need to ride a horse. This worked against the spirit of Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 16, that said that the kings of Israel should not multiply horses unto themselves. Instead, Jesus came to fulfill the law, not to abolish it. So he did not come upon a majestic horse, but insisted upon a humble, yet fine, donkey. More importantly, look at how the Messiah would be revealed at his arrival. Rejoice greatly. Shout. Behold, your king is coming. We read all this in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. And you see, this clearly prophesied what is known as the triumphal entry of Jesus. When he presented himself as the Messiah to Jerusalem and all the people of Israel. It was a joyous occasion, so happy that Jesus said that if the people did not cry out in praise, then the rocks themselves would be forced to worship their creator. though the triumphal entry was a joyful celebration, a Roman spectator would wonder, what's so triumphal about it? It didn't compare at all to the kind of parade that Julius Caesar had when he came back to Rome from Gaul. That was a parade lasting 3 days as he displayed all the captives and booty that he brought back. In contrast to this, the procession of Jesus must have seemed pretty humble, and it showed that Jesus was a different kind of king. Are you expecting the wrong kind of Messiah? Are you looking for a savior that fits a Hollywood image? Or are you looking for the humble servant, the one who had the nature of Jesus, Jesus himself? Put your hope and expectation on Jesus Christ. He is the right kind of Messiah.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.